This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, also known as Compass. See what we did there? Financial Compass. The company's name is Compass.
Yes. Well,
if you'd like, you always see it. But if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call, 800-339-9252, or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com. While you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page. Check out past shows. Subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Amazon Music. Now, signed into law by President Biden in January of 2025, the Social Security Fairness Act has been one of the biggest financial news stories of 2025 thus far. As you'd expect from a piece of federal legislation, though, it is a complicated stew of clear benefits for some people and uncertainty for other people. If you're nearing retirement, any new Social Security legislation or changes to the program's rules and regulation is big news that you'll want to understand. So during our show today, we're going to talk and walk through the Social Security Fairness Act so you can get a sense of what legislation may mean for you. And then we'll talk about some of the more general rules of Social Security as well. But before we get into this timely topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who is as important to this show as sunshine is to orange juice. Tony Shore, how are you doing today?
Wow. I don't think I'm that important, but thanks for the wonderful, kind words today, Matt. That's awesome. I'm doing great. Sunshine and orange juice. What could be better? That makes me feel really good. It's not deserved, but it's great. I appreciate your support.
Well, everyone deserves orange juice.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a little OJ. And so I really appreciate it. A little vitamin C there. Thanks for having me on your show, Matt. We always have fun with it each week. And hopefully our listeners get something out of the show today, Social Security. And of course,
with Social Security a thing of the past, she can't afford to retire.
Here's a little Simpsons clip for you.
I mean, we could add some more gravitas to the situation.
Here's another truth. Social Security is dying.
I mean, how bleak does it get out there? But I'm more in the, let's keep it positive. I'm more in this camp.
God bless Social Security.
There it is.
Yep, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Now, I'm doing great. How have you been, Matt? Are you doing good? Now, you make your own. You tap the trees. You go through the whole process. You boil. You make your own maple syrup. Now, I hate to announce that on the show because a lot of people think this is just a conspiracy theory, but there is what's known as the maple syrup mafia in Canada, in Quebec.
Yeah.
It's basically like the organized crime of maple. They control it. It's like the pentaverate of maple syrup.
Yes.
They control the maple syrup industry. And if anybody starts creeping up, you told me your output is really high this year. You made a lot of great maple syrup, great quality. I would watch out. You don't want the maple syrup mafia to get wind of
it. You make great syrup. You also make great enemies.
I do
a lot of old-timey hobbies, Tony.
You love the outdoors, and that's what I admire about you. Well, it's one of the many things I admire about you. Obviously your financial prowess, but you're an outdoorsy guy. You're a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to things like that. You have some land there. You love to get in there and get your hands dirty. You love to cook. You're a master of all trades, a jack of none.
I
don't know if that's the right way it goes, but for you, I think that's correct.
I find something satisfying in being self-reliant, you know, and
that come in handy.
Yeah. Man. Well, sometimes it seems like it's more and more likely to, but I don't do it because I don't get me wrong. I might be crazy, but I don't do this because I'm like preparing for the end of the world. I just find a lot of satisfaction out of doing things for myself, fixing stuff and building stuff and growing things and making things. It's just, I find a lot of satisfaction in it. So
you're the only person I know or I've ever met that makes their own maple syrup. Like you tap the trees.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we go out and we trudge through the snow and we tap trees and we set up our tap lines and then we go and collect all the sap and haul it back to the house. And then we do this thing called reverse osmosis. We take some water out of it and we haul it out to our sugar shack, which is in the woods at my house. And we stoke up a nice fire in like this arch that we built and, you know, welded, like learned how to weld doing that. It's another kind of cool.
That's crazy. Yeah. My dad was a big welder. My dad and my grandfather, they built all their own hay wagons, farm wagons. They would weld them and get the steel and make them.
Yeah, I built the shack that the stuff's in, you know, I just like doing that. One, you keep busy. Two, I like having hobbies, but I like having hobbies that maybe save me money doing other.
That have a purpose too.
Purpose. Yeah. And I like stuff that's made from scratch. My friend always made fun of me. I was going to make pizza and I was like, you want some pizza? He's like, sure. And he expected me to take a dough out of the fridge and a jar of pizza sauce out of the cabinet.
Yeah.
And I took flour and yeast out of the pantry. And, you know, I took some tomato sauce that I had made from tomatoes I grew in my garden and started making. He's like, of course you are. You know, so,
of course you're making it completely from scratch.
So, but it's just, I just like that. So anyway,
I've never made my own sauce, but I do made homemade pizza, homemade dough. I think that's the way to go. But you are a do-it-yourselfer, especially when it comes to food, but maple syrup, I can't wait. This year's
a labor of love.
It's my first year that I'm going to try your maple syrup and I'm so excited.
Yes. Cause I don't travel with it.
Well, no, it's not easy to ship, but I am telling you,
yes,
the maple syrup mafia is real and you better watch it.
Yeah, well, you better not bring them with you.
Those Canucks, they're going to get you.
They're
you
not far. Okay. So listen, let's get started here. I could talk about maple syrup. I could do a year's worth of podcasts on maple syrup, but let's talk about the Social Security Fairness Act. There was a Kiplinger article, the Social Security Fairness Act will boost retirement for millions. Will you be impacted? ? Was the title of their headline. So a little bit of history. Social Security Act was signed into law in 1935 by President Franklin Roosevelt. It was intended to be a federal safety net to provide benefits for older Americans funded by payroll tax contributions from employees and employers. However, the provision was added to the legislation in the 70s. Which barred public service workers who received pensions from also receiving Social Security. But the legislation signed into law at the beginning of 2025 instructs the Social Security Administration to adjust benefits for more than 3 million Americans impacted by that 1970s provision, including tabulating retroactive payments and future benefits. So it is 1% of Americans, but if you're that 1% of Americans, this is going to be 100% important.
Yeah, and it's a major shift in the program, especially for those federal and public workers who are now going to start receiving full Social Security benefits if they've earned Social Security or paid into it, in addition to their government pensions and things like that. What are we talking about in terms of dollars and cents for those people?
Yeah, because it's important to remember, not every teacher just taught. Right. A lot of teachers worked in the summer times and over breaks, even alongside their teaching careers.
Yeah.
And may have been paying into Social Security outside of the pension benefits they were getting. So
some people work 20 years and then they've worked for the government for 5 or 10.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's different ways to look at this. There's all different ways they could have done it. But these numbers, it's anticipated the new law is going to trigger an average monthly increase of about $360 for impacted Social Security recipients. Now, article adds beneficiaries will be compensated for the year 2024 lump sum payments that could be worth thousands of dollars to make up for the smaller benefit paid out that year. Right now, you're probably saying to yourself, there has to be a but here. And of course there is. People who qualify for these payments may have to wait up to a year or even longer because retroactive payments, those and 2025's increase have been delayed. And as you know, there's been a bit of a shakeup recently in the Social Security Administration. So it's maybe taking even longer than anticipated to see some of these things come to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. Already delayed. Crazy.
Yeah. Close enough for government work.
Yeah.
That's the saying I always heard. I don't know if it's true. I never worked in the government.
Close enough for government work. I always heard that growing up, too. Yeah, my grandpa always said that.
But there's another Kiplinger article, right, too, called Social Security Fairness Act Retroactive Payments in 2025 Increases Are Delayed, that gives us these details. So the SSA, as we said, it's battling a number of challenges when it comes to meeting the huge task of recalculating previous and current benefits for more than 3 million people. The first of which is the agency has been operating under a hiring freeze, which has its current staffing levels below those of fiscal 2023. Social Security Fairness Act doesn't include any provisions to fund its implementation. And because the Social Security Act's current staff is already stretched thin, processing the complicated legislation will be a time-consuming endeavor. Article adds that the Social Security Act is currently developing procedures and automated solutions for computing retroactive benefits. Now, it doesn't make a ton of sense to me because they sure have no problem backing that stuff out of the payments.
Right. Adding it back in. That's
just befuddling.
We can't pay people extra money.
How do we get our tax?
Our computers don't add. They only subtract. Well, and this is good insight. It's easy to understand that given all the additional tasks, and all the staffing changes could slow the entire process down.
Yeah. And, you know, we've explained the potential for delays. Let's get back to some of the details. Social Security Fairness Act repeals both the government pension offset, often referred to as the GPO, that was enacted in 1977, and the windfall elimination provisions, that's the WEP, that was enacted in 1983. So the WEP reduced Social Security benefits for workers who receive government pensions not covered by Social Security. GPO is similar to WEP. The big exception there is that it affects spousal and survivor benefits of a person receiving a non-covered pension.
Interesting. Well, and what I find hilarious, classic U.S. government, they've eliminated the elimination provision.
Of course, yes. Then they'll eliminate the elimination of the elimination next. But I think three eliminations gives you one bonus re-add. I forget how it works.
They've eliminated the elimination provision. And I'm not that familiar with the GPO. I had heard of the windfall elimination provision.
Yeah, that's the one most people
said, hey, they shouldn't get a pension and their Social Security.
Yeah,
well, that's what crazy about me? To say. Well, that's crazy to say because they've paid into it. I think it's more than fair, and I'm glad they called it the Fairness Act because I think they do deserve that.
I guess I can get both sides, right? There's taxpayers funding the money that being earned to cover the pension,
right?
So that, you know, it's well, that's not fair to me mentality, though, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's that mentality.
Why not just be happy for somebody else getting something? Let's just right. Hey, congratulations. You know, I think that goes a little further, but let's look at it. It prevented about 3 million former public service workers who received pensions. These are firefighters, police officers, postal workers, teachers, and along with their spouses from receiving full Social Security benefits every month.
Yeah.
Now, the logic behind the two provisions was that if a person receives a government pension, they shouldn't also get those Social Security benefits, like we're saying, using the same formula as someone without a similar pension. Well, they could have had. Instead of complaining about government work, they could have gone and gotten some, right? Whatever, yeah. Regardless.
Yeah, get a job with the government if you think that's awesome.
But you know, Social Security Fairness Act repeals both the GPO and the WEP, and I'm agnostic about it. I don't care how you feel about it. I really don't. This is where we're at.
Yeah, I like it. I like the new legislation. I thought the GPO and the WEP, or at least the WEP, was not fair, but who all is impacted? You listed off some there. It's public employees and government employees, right?
Yeah, people who worked in the public sector and or those who received a pension through public employment. It affects state and local government employees who had jobs that required them to pay into Social Security, but not get the benefit of it later. And then previous public service workers should eventually see an increase in their payments thanks to this legislation. But again, the larger payment could be delayed for a year or more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
now, most of the good news is most of those people have been used to living without it. The bad news is there's been an increased cost of living like everybody has seen, and they certainly could use it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's interesting. So we've been talking about this Social Security Fairness Act signed into law at the beginning of this year, and about 3 million Americans then are going to be eligible for a larger monthly Social Security payment. And that could take effect soon if it hasn't already, but the back pay, it's going to be delayed, at least that, and maybe the monthly payments as well due to a staff shortage and some turmoil at the Social Security Administration. So what do you have for us next, Matt?
Well, like I said, this, I think going over that, I hope was important. I believe it's important. I hope it's informative.
Yeah, to understand. Yeah.
Yeah. But the fact is the legislation we addressed, it's really 1% of the population, right? 3 million right. people. We live in a country of 300 million. So I'd like to discuss maybe Social Security in a broader way. We've touched on this a couple times throughout the year, but I think it's important because, heck, most people, if they're not thinking about retiring in the next 3 months, they're probably not thinking properly about their Social Security maximization opportunities, or what it's going to mean if you file early or later, what these all things are. So let's go over some. There was another Kiplinger article. They publish a bunch of good ones. Social Security basics, 12 things you must know to maximize your benefits. I used to do a workshop on things you could do. Now, of course, they have taken away some of our better used filing strategies that could help people really get more money over time. And they continue to rework the full retirement age, kind of pushing it higher. So you can't quite get quite as much out of the backside, although you still can, if you wait past your full retirement age. But let's go over what some of these things are. And we're talking about full retirement age. Number one thing you probably should know is finding your full retirement age or your FRA. You can start claiming Social Security benefits a few years before or after reaching your FRA, your full retirement age. And that will affect the amount you receive each month. But you have to know what your FRA is. So it's sometimes people call it the normal retirement age. It's the age at which you qualify for 100% of the Social Security benefits you earn. And it used to be 65. But now, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those born in 60 or later, it gradually rises to 67. Claiming benefits before reaching your FRA results in a reduction. So filing at age 62, for instance, can lower your benefits by up to 30%.
Yikes. And you lock in that amount.
Yes, you do.
And then when they have cost of living adjustments, it's a percentage of the amount you get. So you're getting an increase, but a percentage of a much, much lower number. And the spousal benefits for your spouse, if something should happen to you, are going to be much lower. So, yeah, you got to be careful of when you file.
You do. And let me put it this way. If you just happen to listen to some talk show and the person always says, always take it at this time. Oh, God, stop listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stop listening to that.
Because everybody's situation is different.
Everybody's situation is different. What is true? Every month you wait after 62 is one less check you will get. Okay, I think we can agree to that.
Yep.
But every month you live past a certain age is another check you're going to get. And the amount of money you can get over the average lifetime with some decent understanding and knowing what your other assets are, and the amount of money you may be leaving your spouse if you pass because you were able to roll it up higher. Some of those things are big considerations.
Huge.
So just going on a one-size-fits-all strategy is probably not your best way to determine this. And let's look at it this way. The market dropped by 10%. And as far as I could tell, every financial news station I'm pretty sure it was Chicken Little, 100%.
The sky is falling.
Right? Yeah. That was a 10% very short-term dip. How about guaranteeing yourself a 30% loss for the rest of your life? Does that make you nervous? Okay, so think about these things. It's more than just a very simple decision. So we know you can do it at 62, your full retirement age, or 70. Those are your three big ones. Now, how do we become eligible? You need to accumulate at least 40 credits during your career. You can earn a maximum of 4 credits per year, and it takes at least 10 years of work to become eligible. So this is another good reason you should not be taking money under the table. Besides the illegality of it, it doesn't qualify for your credit. So some people pride themselves, I don't even work on the books. Well, then you're not going to have any Social Security when you're older, okay?
Right.
So one of those good, that's going to be a zero on your record that year that you worked under the table. In 2025, earning $1,810 will grant you 1 Social Security work credit. So that's, you know, a decent part-time job. And if you reach $7,240, it gives you the full 4 credits for the year. That's a pretty good part-time job. And yes, this means you could have Social Security taxes withheld without ever receiving benefits if you don't meet the minimum requirement.
Yeah, but the minimum requirements are pretty easy to meet. So.
Yeah, they kind of are. Yeah, I agree. But how are these calculated? They look at your primary insurance amount. You might see that abbreviated as PIA. That's based on your highest 35 years of earnings, and they adjust it for the national average wage index. If you have less than 35 years of earnings, any missing years will be counted as zeros, like one of those things I just talked about before. You can boost your benefit at any time, even through part-time work in retirement. So if you didn't, maybe you were a stay-at-home parent. When in my generation, there's a lot of stay-at-home dads as well as stay-at-home moms. Previously, there were a lot more stay-at-home moms. Maybe, you know, working part-time or full-time later in life can increase that. So you can replace a zero low-income year with a higher earning one. There's a maximum Social Security benefit you can receive. It varies depending on your retirement age. In 2025, the maximum monthly benefit at full retirement age is $4,018. That's an increase from $3,882 in 2024. And to estimate your potential benefits, you can go to Social Security's online retirement estimator, or you can discuss it with your financial services professional, your advisor, your certified financial planner. You talk to an advisor like me, we can help you run what's called Social Security Maximization Report, and you can get to see what effect filing at these different times will actually have on your overall picture.
Yeah, they should talk to you. You can run that Social Security Maximization Report. It runs over 20,000 calculations to figure out what your sweet spot is. I think it's great. My wife and I have had that run to see how it looked. But I have a question for you, Matt. Can our monthly Social Security payments get any bigger after we initially file?
Yeah, and you actually touched on it earlier when, remember you said if there's those adjustments and you have that lower number. So yes, it's COLA. Right, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And that stands for cost of living adjustment. Although I have had my one Coke for the month. And just every time I say COLA, I want another Coke.
Yes.
I limit myself to one Coke a month.
I love the Coke Zero. I also love RC Cola, but you don't see that Royal very Crown. Much anymore.
No, yeah. I know where to find it though. My daughter does get me some every now and then.
I do too. There's a store near her
college. There's a store near her college. She'll bring me home an RC every now and then. And that does help keep your payments up with increased living expenses. It's significant. Sometimes it's the equivalent of buying inflation protection, like on a private annuity that can get expensive, but there's no extra fee for the Social Security COLA. It's calculated based on change in the Federal Consumer Price Index. Some people argue they leave certain things out, so it'll never be high enough. Again, doesn't matter to me. There is a COLA though, and it depends largely on broad inflation levels determined by
something's better than nothing.
Yes, absolutely.
Like my mom always said, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Right. Right. And you know why that is?
Yeah, because you look at judge the teeth, horse.
Yes,
the teeth. To see how old it is and how healthy it is, you look at their teeth. But if you're given a horse, you never look at the teeth.
Right.
You don't look in the mouth because it's insulting. Yeah.
So it's a bit different than those used in like the monthly consumer price index, the how they justify COLA. In 2025, there's a 2.5% COLA increase in benefits. They've been as low in the last, like since 2015, it's been as low as 0%. 2016 was zero. And in 2023, it was as high as 8.7. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not winning a prize when it's high like that. Right. You're keeping up.
Right.
All you're doing is keeping up.
Right.
And so it's not like all of a sudden 8.7. Woohoo. It's because everything else costs a lot more.
Yeah. But
it's kind of like a lock in. It goes up. Right. And then it stays there. And it's like kind of guaranteed step ups when they happen.
But, you know, if you're in retirement and Social Security is the foundation of your retirement income plan,
for a lot of people, it is,
you know, you like to keep a close eye. I know people who are retired and on Social Security, they like to keep a close eye on COLA and that announcement each year of what it is. And we usually mention it when the COLA is announced. We usually do a show about Social Security and talk about it.
So. Yeah. Oh, these are all things you want to pay attention to. If you're working with a good advisor, a good planner, this is going to be stuff they're taking care of with you and for you.
Right.
But if you're not, you have to keep an eye on this. If you are listening to this, pay attention to these things. So, you know, if you're struggling with a bill and you're going to get an extra, you know, $100 and something a month, that's going to help. Right. So now let's think of this other piece. What's another way you can get some more a month? We talked about the early retirement. We talked about full retirement age, and I touched on this, but I didn't explain it. If you can hold off until age 70, between your full retirement age and age 70, your benefit's going to grow by 8% a year. That's 8% guaranteed. That's one of those things, like, you don't get to say 8 guaranteed in my profession a lot. And I'm not guaranteeing this. The government is. So this is an 8% guaranteed fixed rate of interest on that money. So it's going to go up by 8% from your full retirement age to the age of 70. So if you have the ability to use some other assets that are not positioned to have that sort of growth, you're probably going to do better. Or especially if you have like history of longevity in your family and you don't plan on spontaneously combusting in the meantime.
Right.
Right. So it's a return that's hard to find with a guarantee anywhere else.
Yeah. And
like I touched before, it could benefit your spouse or your heirs because that higher earning spouse postpones their claim. They can significantly boost the survivor benefits of the lower earning spouse would receive if they passed away first. So that extra income, that could be up to 32%, can make a huge difference in your spouse's life after your birth.
Could make or break your retirement. So, but it depends on your situation. So don't make a move without explaining your personal situation to a trusted financial professional. Someone like yourself, Matt, I think that's great. Now, before we go, we're out of time, but let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. You can call us. And, you know, I've been saying this 800 number for years. We have an 800 number. I don't know how much longer I want to keep it because, folks, does anybody pay for long distance anymore?
No.
No. So I'm probably going to get rid of this 800 number. That the phone company still basically, you know, just enjoys the fact that I have an 800 number.
And they bill you each month for it.
But you can call the 800 number. I gave it in the beginning of the show, or I'll tell you our normal number. It's 203-454-5970. Or you can get us online at compass-ltd.com. And heck, email, get in touch with us and tell us if you think we should keep that 800 number or we should just go to our regular number. I'm interested in your feedback. And you know, if you give me an interesting email about it, who knows, maybe I'll even get you some good syrup that I made
and read about it on the show. Yeah. Now, the whole syrup thing before we go, my question is, how was syrup figured out and invented? Who said, hey, you know what? Let's drill into that tree and collect the sap. And then process it and eat it. How did that happen? Initially?
I have a guess. I have a guess about a lot of stuff. You know, we use the resources around us, right? So you're around a maple tree. You need a piece of wood for something. You cut that tree. Saps come, depending on what time of year you cut it, sap might be pouring hard out of there. And you'll feel it like it's not as bad as like pine sap, which, you know, you touch it and you're like stuck to the tree. Right. But your hand gets wet. And then all of a sudden it's sticky in a little bit, and then you're like, why is it sticky? And you're maybe have a more primitive brains and you don't consider hygiene, and you just lick your dirty hand and it tastes sweet, and you're like, huh, it came from that. And when it dried, it was sweeter. right? And so now you realize, oh, if I get a bunch of it and I dry it, I can make this thing that I just cook on a fire and always just tastes like fire, tastes different. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
And then they're like, hey, you know where sugar. This would be good is on pancakes.
Yeah. I'm more interested in who figured out how to make the pancake.
Yeah, right. Or the first fry pan for that matter. Yeah. We could go all day on that.
That's how I think. Or a crack in the tree, just a branch will break, you know, and all of a sudden it's just dripping and there's a pile of sweetness. You can smell it. Yeah. So. Anyway, that's my guess. I don't know. That's based on nothing.
Well, right. Nobody knows for sure. I mean, obviously.
I have no citations for my thought on that one, but
hopefully compliance will let us keep in the part about where you're guessing on how maple syrup.
Well, if they don't, no syrup for them.
Yeah, right. No syrup for you. You're like the soup Nazi, but you're the you. That's it. No, we figured it out.
We call it syrup too. We call
yeah. You're the syrup Nazi.
Well, we call our syrup because we don't do it exactly syrup. The way they want us to. Of course.
Yeah. But, syrup yeah. Nazi. No syrup for you. Yeah. From the Seinfeld show. I love it. All right. Well, hey, a great show today. Social Security is such a huge topic.
Really
for anybody nearing retirement or in retirement, I appreciate all the thoughts today, Matt. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252. Or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and/or their investment advisor representatives.